We're going to get a very similar question, Sheikh, and I think one of the brothers had a very similar question. He says very clearly, can we perform Hajj unofficially without telling the government, or do we have to inform them that we're going to perform Hajj? And this is, he's talking about the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, of course, where they have limits.
There are two things related to this question. Mm-hmm. Number one, is it haram to go to perform Umrah or Hajj without getting the proper permits?
Mm-hmm.
And the second, what if I do it? Will my Hajj be accepted?
Mm-hmm.
The first part is, yes, going to perform Hajj without getting the proper permit. Imagine that there are, for instance, 3-4 million employees in Saudi Arabia. If just a quarter of them receive their family members and they want to perform Hajj, so we have several hundred thousand people, in addition to those who already have the permit. We already know that the space is very small and it can accommodate just a limited number of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have 2 million people, it's already crowded. Imagine if it is 3 and 4. And that happens sometimes when people, they know that the day of Arafah would coincide Friday, people will just go crazy and everybody will flood the streets of Mecca with a permit or without a permit. So what happens, it's so crowded and sometimes it causes disasters because people start living on one another. So this process, the organization process, is to keep peace, is to allow people to perform Hajj properly without getting offended, just to allow means transportations, means of accommodation and so forth. So this process is not to prohibit nor to prevent people from performing Hajj. No, rather, it's just to organize this process. In addition to lying and fabricating permits, or using the permit of somebody else and claiming that this is you, not him. That's a lie. But what if you do Hajj with that? Will Hajj be accepted? Hajj will be accepted if the Hajj itself was done properly and you avoided فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. This answer is just for the sake of the truth. So that's why I stated there are two things. One which is related to lying concerning having a permit while you don't, or sneaking around. And many people, they wear the ihram and they go at the checkpoint and they return them. Now they owe a kafara, they owe a fidya for not fulfilling or completing the ceremonies or the rites of the Hajj and the Umrah. And they're broken hearted because they could not go to perform the Hajj and Umrah. There is no blame on the authorities who stopped them since they don't have the permit. So it is best if you try your utmost to get the permit. And especially for those who have done Hajj once, then it becomes even much more mandatory upon them to get the permit. It may be easier for those who have not performed Hajj at all, because this is Hajjatul Islam for them. But imagine people who like to go for Hajj every year without permit. They just sneak around and hit the mountain roads. I ask them, please, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for your intention if you try to get the permit and let the organization process work properly.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.